Imagine that you have just placed your first two miniscrews in the maxilla. You placed them using topical anesthetic only, and the patient tolerated the procedure well, no significant discomfort. So you're relatively confident that you did not contact a tooth root. When you evaluate the screws with periapical radiographs, the screw on the left looks perfectly placed between the two adjacent tooth roots, with bone clearly evident between miniscrew and root. The picture on the right is different. The body of the screw is partially superimposed on the lamina dura of the first molar. Even though you are confident you didn't hit the root with the screw, should you be concerned? Dr. Kuroda and colleagues in Japan examined the relationship between root proximity and miniscrew success in a research project reported in the April 2007 supplement of the AJODO. The report is called Root Proximity is a Major Factor for Screw Failure in Orthodontic Anchorage. This study was a retrospective look at 110 patients that had a total of 216 miniscrews placed for orthodontic anchorage. A successful outcome was judged to be a screw that lasted at least 1 year or until the end of orthodontic treatment. The proximity of the miniscrew to the tooth root was judged from the periapical radiographs. The proximity was classified as Category 1 if the screw was clearly separate from the tooth root. Category 2 if the screw apex approximated the lamina dura of an adjacent tooth. And Category 3 if the body of the screw overlapped the lamina dura. The success of the miniscrews placed in the maxilla was compared to those in the mandible, and the relative success of the three categories of root proximity was investigated. So what did the authors find? The overall miniscrew success was greater than 80%. This is quite good, but still means that 1 in 5 screws is likely to fail and need replacement. The screws in the maxilla were more successful than those in the mandible. This confirms other reports of greater miniscrew success in the maxilla. What about root proximity? According to this study, the Category 1 screws, those clearly separate from the tooth roots on the radiograph, are significantly more successful. And the Category 3 screws, those where the radiographs show superimposition of the miniscrew onto the lamina dura, were the least successful. In fact, the Category 3 screws in the mandible had a success rate of only 35%. So getting back to those first two screws that you placed in the maxilla, the one on the left that is clearly separate from the tooth roots would have a very high chance of success, about 95%. The screw on the right, though, what would be a Category 3 in this study, has a chance of success of only 50 to 75%. Although you may not choose to replace this right side screw immediately, you would be wise to watch it carefully for signs of failure. As you plan miniscrew placement in the future, you should keep this association between root proximity and screw failure in mind. For more detail about the type of miniscrews used in this project and the technique they use for placement, look in the April 2000 supplement of the AJODO.